We need to increase the number of long-term care beds. We need to make sure that the other steps in the care continuum are properly inspected and that standards are kept so those people are safe. We also need to make sure that frontline workers are properly paid and have a signed collective agreement. A lot of the people who work in long-term care are the lowest paid employees in the entire healthcare system.
Welcome to Midweek. Summer's in full swing, and lots of people in some form of summer mode right now. I know of a ton of people on summer holidays getting their break in right now. Weather is definitely cooperating differently this week than it did last. So for those of you who picked this week, or if you're getting ready for weekend celebrations, could be the Moose Jaw Air Show, could be out at Craven for the big Country Thunder celebration out there. The weather looking to be downright hot for the weekend. Great show today. So many different things to talk about. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the shortage of long-term care beds in the province. This is an issue that Saskatchewan NDP have raised. We will chat with their health critic in just a second. Also in the news, of course, today, the ceasefire appears to be broken between the United States and Iran. Donald Trump, not exactly the most complimentary comments, calling them scum, calling them liars. Is the U.S. looking for an easy exit strategy out of this war? There seems to be no incentive for Iran to stop it. I mean, they have control of the strait. They are depleting oil reserves around the world. And many are speculating they're waiting for the U.S. midterm. So during open phones, we will dig into that issue. Is the move to buy 12 new German-made diesel-powered submarines a good decision? We welcome an expert on all things Royal Canadian Navy, anti-submarine warfare, science and technology coming up this morning as well. I assume you have heard the recent stories. There have been three examples in the last short while in Saskatchewan of inmates in custody, in jail, released from jail by mistake. You know, that happens once. Okay, mistakes happen. Three times in a couple of months. You ask how this happens. Well, we dig into this a little bit more and we find out there actually have been dozens upon dozens of these over the last few years across Canada. What is causing this? We've got a guest that will shed some light there. Brian Zinchuk from pipelineonline.ca joins us, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener today, and a story that I know you will enjoy, a friendship that had lasted for years. And then a dedication to that friendship that came after a loss. It's going to warm your heart. It's a great story coming up at 11:30 today. Let's get started. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, you and I talk about healthcare often, and we will welcome your thoughts, your concerns, and many people will share their personal stories. Often it's around wait times for diagnosis, wait times for surgery, some of the packed emergency rooms that we see. We will have the health minister on the show. In fact, the health minister's come on a couple of times and answered questions. Well, this week, the Saskatchewan NDP are raising alarms over a different part of healthcare, the decline in long-term care beds, despite the fact the province has a rapidly growing senior population. So the shortage of long-term care beds is actually putting additional strain on the healthcare system, particularly hospitals and families. Our next guest has been speaking to this over the last couple of days, the NDP's Keith Jorgensen, who is an NDP MLA for Saskatoon, Churchill, Wildwood, and associate health critic for the NDP. Keith, joining me in studio today. Keith, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for the kind invitation. I'm excited to be on your show.
So I watched the news conference yesterday. The NDP have said, look, this is a problem. There's a declining number over a period of years. Why do you see this is happening? What's your concern here, generally speaking, Keith?
Well, I think, frankly, it's a truly shocking failure of the government to plan. I mean, this should be the easiest part of our healthcare system to plan and anticipate. We all know that we're going to get old and many of us are going to require those additional supports as we become frail. And we've seen an actual decrease in the number of long-term care beds and centers in the province, despite the fact that the number of seniors has grown by over 50% since the NDP left power in 2007. And you know, there really is a huge cost to people, you know, people's personal lives as well as on the system overall when we have, not enough long-term care beds and supports for aging adults.
Can you talk about, I heard you mention yesterday how this is affecting hospitals. So you kind of addressed the trickle-down effect. If we don't have enough long-term care beds, it has other implications in the healthcare system. Talk about what your point was there.
Yeah, 100%. I think often when we talk about you mentioned the backlog in our emergency rooms, largely the problem in our emergency rooms isn't the front door, it's the sort of back door. We don't have acute care beds in the hospital for people to be placed in once they arrive in emergency. And we often don't have acute care beds in the surgical wards because there's a large number of people who end up spending sometimes months at a time in an acute care setting when really they need a long-term care bed. So not only is that costly to the system in that obviously a hospital bed is more expensive than a long-term care bed, but it just isn't an appropriate place to provide those supports to those aging adults. And they often end up in some pretty undignified situations.
I know we listened to a couple of examples over the last day or two of people who have said their loved ones, you know, in a bed, but in a hallway because there was no specific room for them. We've heard about that happening in healthcare. I mean, you know, my question to you, Keith, and I've talked with other politicians about this as well. This is a challenging problem. It is a problem that needs to be addressed, but not unique to Saskatchewan. Is that fair to say?
I think that other parts of the country have pressures on the healthcare system. But if you look at a lot of the ways that we measure the healthcare system and its performance, Saskatchewan is always last or next to last in terms of surgical wait times, the number of physicians per resident. And in particular, you know, this idea that the number of long-term care beds has actually shrank. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the population is aging and growing at the same time that we're going to need more resources to help an aging population, not less. And it's really a situation where not only are we getting poorer outcomes as a result, we're actually spending more money because, again, it costs more money to treat somebody or provide support to them in a hospital than in a long-term care center.
Maybe that's a good lead-in to where I was going to go next, because I've got a list here. I've been trying to keep track over the years of what the spending has been like in different areas of government, including healthcare in the province. So, you know, 2020, we saw some dedicated money towards long-term care facilities. 2021, a fairly significant investment, 600 new long-term care beds in Regina. So do you feel that while there have been investments made by the government, it just hasn't been enough, hasn't kept pace?
I think it's the not enough and, frankly, sometimes not in the right places. So there is a long-term care center facility being built in Regina. My understanding that is to replace an existing facility, not to add capacity to the system. But there's also simple things that the government can be doing to remove to lessen the pressure on the system, as well as provide people with an opportunity to live where they want to live, which is often at home. So there's a shortage of day programming, respite beds. There's a variety of things that we could be doing that are less expensive that would provide people with support at home and allow them to sort of age around their family. And the government isn't also not investing in those things, which again creates more and more pressure on both the long-term care system as well as the acute care system.
Keith Jorgensen is my guest, NDP MLA for Saskatoon, Churchill, Wildwood, also associate health critic for the NDP. I want to get into what's the fix in just a second, but is there a way to quantify what the need is in Saskatchewan? Do we know how serious the shortage of long-term care spaces is today?
Yeah, I would maybe tell a quick story just to illustrate this sort of the human cost of this. I spoke a short time ago to a war vet, 101-year-old war vet, who was blind and was not said that he could not get a long-term care bed until he soiled himself 3 times a week for 3 weeks in a row. And so I think that sort of illustrates the sort of scope of the problem. We have, you know, heroes, people who've served our country and should be, as they age, treated with, you know, respect, dignity. And, you know, talking to, you know, a proud man who's told that he needs to soil himself before he can get assistance and long-term care bed, I think is unacceptable.
So he was actually told that, Keith? He was actually told, yes, the only way you're going to get moved is?
Correct.
Gee.
And that's not the first time that I've heard that. So I think what the system has done to make the wait list for long-term care not grow is the definition of what you need to have to get into long-term care has evolved over time. So you have people who end up having to be sort of sicker or more needy to get into long-term care. And then you often have other folks that end up being cared for in situations where the supports are in place for them. And you see the end result is we've had two seniors just in the city of Saskatoon who have left facilities that probably weren't equipped to care for them, and it ended up dying. One gentleman who froze to death, and another gentleman who wandered away from a facility and fell and died from his injuries. And, you know, I would imagine that was largely as a result of those folks being in facilities that weren't equipped to care for them, and they were there because there wasn't a long-term care bed available for them.
So what would the NDP do differently? And in that, because I know you've got a healthcare strategy, in that, how would you pay for it? Because, it either is, you know, you need to bring in more money to pay more than what is being paid now, or you need to make different choices on what you're spending the money on. So can you give us a sense of this, Keith?
Yeah, 100%. So clearly, the system does need more resources, but often those resources that are being invested by the government, I think, are not spent wisely. And so we can use an example of somebody who maybe could be cared for at home by a loved one with a little bit of strategic support that they can't receive in the terms of like day programming, where they can kind of get a break from their loved one a couple times a week. Or respite bed where they can get a break for somebody for a weekend or a week. Those supports are in very, very short supply, but they cost a fraction of the amount that it would actually cost to have somebody in long-term care. And so I think there's things that we can do that not only save money, but also allow people to age where they want to be, which is often at home.
So is it a case where money has been spent, but spent in the wrong area? Because again, I've got a list here of capital and operational spending over the last, this is just I used over the last 5 years as an example, by the SAS party when it comes to just the topic of long-term care. So it's not that it's been ignored. Is it that it's not enough, or that it was spent in the wrong place? I'm maybe trying to pin you down on where have they gone wrong in your opinion?
Well, I think that in the last very short period of time, I think the government has been starting to invest in long-term care, but it obviously takes a long time to build new facilities. The SAS party has been in power for almost 20 years. And so I think they've gotten to the point where they now realize that there is a serious capacity issues in the system. But, you know, where were those investments and that sort of thought put into caring for an aging population through their entire term in office, I frankly don't think has been there. And we can see that quite starkly in the numbers. You know, a 50% increase in the number of senior citizens who in theory will need those additional supports as they become frail, yet an actual decrease in the number of facilities and beds. That's not a situation that happened overnight. That is a result of a decade and a half of neglect of the long-term care system.
So Keith, I know that your NDP team have come up with a roadmap for change when it comes to healthcare. Is that publicly available, that document?
Yeah, I would encourage all your listeners to go to Your Care, Your Say. So we've released an interim report. So the first step that, we literally went everywhere in the province. We talked to municipal leaders, healthcare workers, patients, stakeholders all across the province, talked to over 1,000 people. This is literally the largest healthcare consultation that's been undertaken in Saskatchewan in a generation. And we've come out with an interim report, which largely attempted to sort of diagnose what is broken with the healthcare system. And you're going to hear in the fall, you're going to see a rollout of some really specific and creative solutions to how we fix the healthcare system.
Keith, appreciate your time this morning. An important issue to talk about for sure. Thanks for the discussion.
thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Keith Jorgensen, NDP MLA, Saskatoon, Churchill, Wildwood, Associate Health Critic for the NDP, and an issue that I would suggest we will be talking about for a while. Definitely an issue to bring up with the Minister of Health the next time we have him on our program as well, in terms of strategy for the long-term care beds and just long-term care in general in the province. We'll take our break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.